Good evening. This is Reverend Dr. Irie Lynn Session. I'm happy to be here this evening to share with the Fellowship of Black Disciples Clergy Women. Tonight, let me begin by reading two scriptures, and then I will get into our meditation. The first scripture is Proverbs 13 and 12, reading from the New Living Translation, and it says, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick, but a dream fulfilled is a tree of life." The second text is from Luke chapter 24, verses 20 through 21. And the text reads, "But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue Israel." The world in which we live can be cruel and vicious. I've seen this reality nearly every day during my 30 years of providing social work and ministry. Our society is plagued with violence, hatred, bigotry, and too many isms to articulate. Everyone is impacted in one way or another. Even those who seem to escape the clutches of cruelty know someone who's been its victim. However, no group of people are more vulnerable to society's viciousness than women and girls. When I consider the plight of women and girls, the words of Sophia in The Color Purple reverberate in my mind. A girl child ain't safe in a family of men. The human family is often a dangerous place for women and girls. Even within the family of God, the church, where a sort of patriarchal Christianity reigns supreme. And yet, we hope. In Hebrew, the word for hope in the Proverbs text above is teholet, an attitude of anticipation with the expectation that something is about to happen. Teholet is perseverance, to pursue the anticipated result until it becomes a reality. Perseverance is the action of hope. Women hope. We hope for a day when all will be made right. We hope for a day when all women and girls will unilaterally and unequivocally be seen and treated with the dignity and honor due one who images our divine creator. We wait and we hope. But sometimes hope in the midst of continuous disappointment is hard. At times, I must concur with the words of the writer, "Hope deferred makes the heart sick." Eugene Peterson in The Message interprets it this way: unrelenting disappointment leaves you heartsick. In other words, when there is no expectation of anything happening or changing for the better, when hope is continuously sidelined by disappointment, the heart becomes sick. Heartsickness is a byproduct of hopelessness. Have you ever been heartsick? Well, I have. And like the disciples in Luke 24:21, I had hoped, but I stopped because my heart couldn't take one more disappointment, not one more act of violence, not one more microaggression, not one more murdered woman, not one more sexually abused girl, not one more overlooked or underestimated clergywoman. But just when I began to feel suffocated by the toxins of despair, hope arrived. Now, I know you think I'm talking about Jesus, but I'm not, at least not here. You see, there are those days, like today, when hope arrives in the form of another human being, a bestie, a sister friend, even a colleague, and she becomes my hope. You do know it's possible for another human being to be hope for you. Maya Angelou reminds us of this possibility in the last stanza of her poem, And Still I Rise. Hear her words. Leaving behind nights of terror and fear, I rise. Into a daybreak that's wondrously clear, I rise. Bringing the gifts that my ancestors gave, I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I am the dream and the hope of the slave. I rise. I rise. I rise. When another woman comes alongside us, sharing her story of despair and deliverance, of rejection and recovery, of heart sickness and healing, she becomes for us hope. Because she shares, we believe again. Because of her authenticity and vulnerability, our hope is reborn. So, beloved, I encourage you this night to be someone's hope. Let us pray. Creator God, maker of heaven and earth, and all that is in the earth, we give our hope to you. We entrust our hope to you. You are our hope. But God, we know because you love us, you have put this treasure in earthen vessels, which means that we can be hope for one another. I pray, dear Lord, that we as women will think it not robbery to be hope for each other. In the name of the one who loves us the most, Jesus the Christ, our eternal hope. Amen.